Ghosts are everywhere.
So we have a little surprise for everybody.
We have some exciting news.
We do have some exciting news.
Sure do.
We're gonna save it for the end, though.
That's right. So you have to stick around. Yeah. Listen to the entire episode, and we will let you know at the end.
We're tricking you into listening to the ghost story so you can hear what we have to say.
We're tricking you into listening to the podcast that you listen to every week that you love.
It's a real trick-or-treat situation.
It really is a trick-or-treat situation. It's so true.
But you get a trick and a treat.
You're right. Stick around, yeah. Baby.
Stick around. Listen in. We'll tell you what we got.
That's right.
Is that an evil laugh because it's spooky season now?
Ooh, yeah, that's because how we start now.
It's only like 14 degrees outside.
Whoa. That's how you know it's spooky season.
It is a lovely fall day. Oh, what is it? I have a notice from the Weather Network. What does it say? Today is fall? What's the first day of fall? Oh,
today,
it is the first day of
it
fall.
Is fall. I think it's literally the day that we're recording this. Maybe
oh my
not
God.
That we're releasing it.
But yeah. Yeah. The Weather Network is saying fall. Welcome to fall, Ontario. So
welcome
I think
to fall.
I think it's officially fall.
I love
do you know what I'm doing to celebrate the first day of fall? I didn't tell you this, what I'm doing tonight.
What?
Because
what are you doing?
I was supposed to go to PEI this weekend and
that's right.
To go to a wedding, but there is gonna be a hurricane. So everything
so
was canceled.
Sad.
But originally before I knew I was going to this wedding, I was supposed to go see Carly Rae Jepsen tonight.
Right.
And so I messaged the friend who was like figuring out the ticket situation, and she was like, yo, actually, like, I have extra tickets because, like, I don't know, a whole bunch of fucking people are coming now, so I'm still going even
You're
though
still
I
going.
I sold my ticket to someone, but apparently I don't know, there's a whole situation, a whole bunch of people are going now, they had extra tickets, so
wow.
I'm locked in, I'm going. That's my
You're
fall
doing
plan
it.
It's at Budweiser wow. stage. It's gonna be cold, it's outside.
Oh, it is gonna be cold, but it's gonna be so worth it.
It's gonna be nice. Yeah,
I, Cecilia, am not
you.
In Ontario. I, Cecilia.
Wherever are you, Carly?
You can't tell by the traffic outside my window. I am in New York City, baby.
Ooh.
New York City.
The windy city.
The windiest city. And by the way, I'm Carly.
Oh, I'm Cecilia.
And this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
This is
and,
Ghosts Are Everywhere.
I also am everywhere right now. I'm in New
yes.
York, baby.
Carly
and
is everywhere. I'm not. I'm in Toronto.
No.
As much as I was supposed
Toronto,
to be everywhere.
Right? So, hey, spreading out the love.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to see Carly Rae Jepsen, now that we're on the topic. I want to see Carly Rae Jepsen. She's coming to Radio City while I'm
Ooh.
Here.
Ooh,
but I can't see her, Cecilia.
Why not?
Because she's playing on a Wednesday.
And
Wednesday nights is the only time I have comedy class
no.
while I'm here. I know. And my comedy
wow.
class is the reason why I came here. Because
yeah,
I'm
so you
taking
can't skip
a stand-up class.
You can't be skipping that.
I can't be skipping the one reason I'm here.
Yeah, right.
Like it's, yeah, it would be a problem.
Yeah.
So I can't see her. I was really excited, but I'm excited you're going to see, so I can live
yes.
vicariously through.
Yes.
Through
so this hurricane came through for multiple reasons. One, so that I could go see Carly Rae Jepsen. Two, because it's a pal of the pod, Curtis's birthday party this weekend, so
yeah.
I can go to that now.
Good.
And also because Carly wants me to go to PEI with her.
That's
she
right.
said, you're going to PEI with your boyfriend. Why would you do that? You have to go with me.
That's correct. I said PEI is I put the I in PEI, Cecilia.
There's no you and your boyfriend in PEI.
That's correct. PEI. Yeah.
PEI.
You can't go
yeah.
there without me, period.
No. I have to go
That's
with Carly.
Just how it goes. Yeah, Carly. Correct.
And that is yeah. how it goes. So next summer.
Those are the rules. And next summer.
Rules,
I mean, it's about
summer.
It's about damn time, in the words of Lizzo.
Time. We were going to go this summer, and
yeah,
we didn't.
I just did instead.
You just did, but you planned it too last minute, so I couldn't come.
That's very true. I really planned it, like, as last minute as possible, which was stressful but hilarious.
Yeah.
Which is, like, honestly most of my life, stressful but hilarious.
So, yeah, I'm not everywhere. Carly is everywhere. Mm-hmm.
That's me, baby. Mm-hmm. In the big city. Mm-hmm. I'm walking in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, all that, really. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of walking, actually, still. You'd be proud of me.
Wow.
We all know that I am a girl who loves to sit. Sitting is one of my life passions.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many places to sit.
Yeah.
In New York, there's a lot of walking.
She's very sedentary, not so walky. But now, apparently, she's a new woman. When she's in New York, she's a new woman. So I get mad at her when in Toronto when she goes slow.
It's true. Well, Cecilia's seen me in action in New York. And I walk really fast. And, like, am regular, like, fast-paced, go. Because
I walk fast all the time.
Yeah. And Cecilia runs places, basically.
Most people that I am around on a regular basis, because me and Carly aren't necessarily together on a regular basis, are also fast walkers. So then when I have to walk with Carly, it's the same thing when I have to walk with my mom. I have to slow down the pace.
Libras just like to walk through life and have a nice time. And you're trying to be out here running around. Yeah.
These slow ass Libras in my life.
Slow ass Libras in your life. Except when we're in New York. Because when we're in New York, I am zooming everywhere, fast. She speeds, jaywalks. She doesn't care.
She's a whole other woman.
She sees something that says it'll take you 40 minutes to walk there. She'll go, I can be there in 30, and go. It's surprising.
Where in Hamilton, she says that takes me 40 minutes to walk there. I'm gonna stay home.
Exactly.
That's it. Like, it's gonna take me 40 minutes to walk there. Dad, can you drive me?
I'm like, actually, maybe I could get a drive there. I don't know. It's just different, Cecilia. Like, on my walk, there's so many things to see. It's, like, it's not. So this is kind of how I feel about running too. Growing up, I was never like a cross country girl. I was never like a running for running's sake girl. Right. I love sports though, and I loved all the like action, and I love to play, and I love strategy, and I love like if there's running involved in like is. If, running is part of the task, but it's not the only task. I'm down. Much like if walking some like from A to B gets me there, but in between there's something happening, I'm down. Like if I can like walk by 100 cool stores or like watch all these hilarious people just living their lives or walk down the street and get complimented on my cowboy boots four times, you know, like I'll do it. I'll say you'll yes do it. I'll say but when I'm just walking from A to B and there's nothing in between that's really like riveting or exciting, and I'm like, why am I doing this? I don't like it.
Carly doesn't like going for hikes.
Well, nature's different. Hikes are fine. I usually just wear the wrong shoes for hikes.
Yes, Carly consistently. How are the cowboy boots for walking around?
They were fine. They only hurt my feet a little by the end of the day, and that's because I had walked for like 4 hours.
Okay.
So, I've been mostly wearing my Keds, which have worked. I actually, within my first 3 days of being here, probably got like 7 blisters.
Oh, no.
But that's because I, like a dummy before coming to New York, was like, I should really have a pedicure and get rid of all my gross, weird
feet. Oh, my God. So now you didn't have any,
fix
like
it all up. And then I got here, and now I have, like, new special calluses that are just for New York walking, which is really funny. Mm-hmm. Because I got so many blisters in the first, like, 3 days here. But I kept going and didn't stop. Never stop, never stopping. That's New York, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You just go and you do it and it's great.
That is it. Yeah. So Carly speeding all over the city.
Yeah. So I'm just fast in New York. I'm just zooming around, beep, bop, booping everywhere. And I can't be stopped. So can't be stopped. I won't be.
Just like Miley.
Just like Miley. It is weird though to like go to a different place and be like a different version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I remember last fall just sitting at home having a nice cozy time. Fall's the best. Mm-hmm. We all know. We love it. Welcome back to it. And thinking, I need to be in New York for the fall. Because I've never been here for the fall. I've only ever been here in every other season.
Yeah.
I've been here in winter. I've been here in, like, late spring. And I've been here in the summer quite a bit. But I've never ever been in the fall. And New York in the fall sounds so special. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen When Harry Met Sally. I've seen You've Got Mail. Like, I know that it's something cool. So far, it's just been summer. It's just been hot. It's just been,
It's like not quite fall-like yet. By the time I get there, when I come to visit you, we'll be in October, so...
It's going to be peak fall, and I can't wait. I can't wait. Good. The leaves will change, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But it's finally starting to get a little, like, not hot. I just want to wear a sweater so badly. Like, I brought a poncho. I just, like, want to layer.
You're ready.
I want to live my Taylor Swift fantasy. Like, yeah. I'm just ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Do you get that?
She's Taylor prepared.
She's prepared. Yeah. And so it's cool. It's so weird, though. Like, New York is hilarious, and people have a lot of feelings about it, and I didn't really think so much about people having strong feelings about it until I've been here for a while, or even since I decided to come and told people I was coming. Mm-hmm. People keep calling me, like, brave, and I'm like...
Why?
Because I'm here by myself, just doing, like, comedy and, like, having a good time. And people are like, you're like... and it's very, very sweet. I don't want to shit on this, but people are like, you're so brave, you're so, like, it's such an inspiration that you're doing, like, the thing. And I'm like, I guess, like,
I'm like, sure, I don't know,
right? I was like, I'm vibing, I don't know. I was like, people do this every day. To me, it feels like regular, but it is interesting to, like, fulfill a promise or a thought to yourself from a year ago, which people, I guess people don't always follow through on that.
Yeah, which is nice. And then I think also whenever people, like, go places alone, everyone's so like, what? You're doing That's what? True. Like, when I went to Europe, I went by myself, and everyone was like, oh my God, have you, like, done that before? You're traveling by yourself?
By yourself?
You're so brave.
All alone.
Like, it's fine. Yeah.
Right? Like, it's fun and good, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have some time by yourself. Yeah.
Right? It's nice to be by yourself. I'm living for being by myself. I'm just, like, doing what I want. Nobody's asking me anything. Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And I also, like, haven't lived alone.
Yeah.
In a long time. Like,
you haven't lived alone, like, ever, have you?
Pretty much ever. Yeah. Not really. No. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good vibe. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody come and kill me, because I live alone.
Her address is...
No, I sleep with a knife under my pillow. You can't. I'm very safe. I have 58 locks.
Plenty of people live alone in New York.
No. Yeah. For sure. But it's really fun. And also, like, it's so cheesy, but I'm like, you're also never alone. In New York. Mm-hmm. Like, there's people everywhere all the time. Like, if you don't want to be by yourself, you don't have to be. But also, if you want to be, you can. It's super easy because no one will pay attention to you because there's a million other people to look at. Like,
okay, Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. It's me, Carrie Bradshaw, the annoying Libra of that bunch.
Carly is living her Carrie Bradshaw life, if you couldn't tell.
Only problem is I only have 3 pairs of shoes, so.
Yeah.
I gotta get on that.
She could never.
She could never. She would never wear the shoes I wear either. She would be like, she could not
be caught dead in Keds, Carly.
No, she would. The one time she did have to wear a pair of Keds, she complained about it for a whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's because someone else stole her shoes.
Yeah,
she was not having it.
And
I was like,
it.
Those are kind of cute, girl. Like, get over it. It's fine.
She's not in her Manolos.
See, this is what happens. It's because I have a Capricorn moon, and I'm like, I'm not about to, like, prance around the city in Manolos. Like, ugh, no. I don't own a single pair of Manolos. Manolos are usually ugly. sorry to shit on Manolo, but...
I would not know a Manolo if you showed it to me. You were like, oh, yeah, these are my Manolos. I'd be like, okay.
You'd be like, that's nice.
Okay.
Great. Great. Moving along.
That's good for you.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Yeah.
So New York's great. There's lots of really spooky places in New York, really haunty places.
Mm-hmm.
One of which I actually live really close to that I totally didn't really think about till the other day, and I'd already walked down that street and I was like, oh my God, it's right here. I could go. And then I was already home and didn't.
Is it one that we've covered on the podcast?
Yes. It may or may not be the Manhattan Well murder.
Okay.
On Spring Street.
That's like a Zara or something now?
Yeah, it's just like a, it's in Soho. It's this like clothing store that like yeah. is just a regular Soho clothing store.
Okay.
So that's why when, as I was walking home, I was like, oh yeah, okay, turn on Spring Street. I was like, yeah, sure. Like walking. And then I was like, oh wait. And like once I got home, I was like, why Spring Street? I was like, oh shit. Like, and then I looked up the storefront on Google Maps and I was like, oh, I fully walked by this like not 2 minutes ago. And I was like,
you haven't gone in?
Haven't gone in. Well, when I walked by, it was nighttime.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was closed. But it's easy to, I think but the thing is, I like want to do all the spooky things, but I don't want to do them all without you because I know yeah. you're coming. So I want to save most of the really good ones for you.
Yeah. We'll do our spooky tour.
Yeah, we'll do our special spooky tour. So there might be a few things I'll do that I can update us on as I go. But that's one that I haven't done yet. And that like would be easy for me to do on my own and then do again when you come because it's 2 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Spooky vibes.
Spooky vibes.
Spooky vibes. Yeah.
So do you have a New York ghost story for us this week? Or do you have just a random ghost story?
I don't have a New York ghost story for us because I didn't want to be too on the nose.
Okay.
And I wanted to save some of those stories for after we visit the various places.
Yes,
and things.
I think that's a good idea.
But I did attend virtually from the Merchant's House in New York. You've done the Merchant's House on the podcast, I think. Didn't you? You did the Merchant's House forever ago. Or did we just talk about it?
I don't know.
Do
I
it's
know
like it? One of the most did haunted houses in New York. I don't know. I thought you did. But I also didn't look up it to see if you did. I just assumed it. Maybe you
the merchant.
Maybe none of us have done it. It's one of the only buildings in New York City. It's a museum. It's one of the only buildings in New York City that is heritage protected both on the outside and on the inside.
Maybe. I honestly don't know. If I did it, I don't. I don't
then maybe remember. Maybe we didn't. Okay. Well, putting that in the back pocket.
That's cute.
And if we didn't, it's something to revisit. Well, I think we need to visit when you come.
Okay.
But they had a wonderful I didn't go without you, but I did go to this online event they had, which was like talking about ghosts and science essentially.
Oh, that's cool.
Like it was like the paranormal and like but from a science perspective, it was super cool. And as I was watching it, I was just like, this is kind of how you and I talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
So if you aren't in New York and can't go to the Merchant's House, even though we haven't done it yet or also haven't visited yet, and we'll give more details on that.
We haven't done it yet.
Okay. Well, but they do have some really cool in-person programming and online programming. They have they have a really cool ghost tour that we're not going to be here for.
No.
Which is devastating.
Is it only like at Halloween?
Yeah, they have like 3 or 4 dates and they like they like go through the whole house and stuff anyways. They're really,
really cool.
But I was watching this online basically like the word that I keep wanting to say is symposium. What the fuck is a symposium? Is that correct?
I don't know. Let's say it's a symposium.
Okay, sure. It's a ghost symposium.
Okay, ghost symposium.
It was really cool. And they talked a lot about like just they talked so much about everything and I was like okay. So you can engage, and what I'm trying to say is you don't have to be in New York to engage with New York ghosts, which is cool. There's a lot of online stuff.
And the
Merchant's House
does the Bowery like Boys podcast.
Yeah,
if you want some New York history, and they do they do like Halloween episodes every year where they do some ghost stories.
Yeah, we love the Bowery Boys. We're big fans. I actually on the way here listened to one of their more recent episodes. It was about the telephone in New York New York City. It's freaking cool, man. And just good vibes all around. So, no, to answer your question from before, my story is not about that. Though I have been trying to engage a little in the New York ghosts while I've been here so far. Mine, though, is a classic American story.
Okay.
Okay.
She's in America.
You may have heard of it. I thought it's the beginning of fall. Like, what is, like, classic fall Americana?
Okay.
My first thing that came to my brain, the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
We're hitting the big boys. We got the Phantom of the Opera. Now we get the Headless Horseman. Okay.
Yeah, we're diving in. We're diving in good.
Okay, when I was a kid, do you know the Sleepy Hollow movie, the like Tim Burton one?
Yeah.
I only watched it like last year. I like it. But when I was a kid, we had, I guess somebody went to see a movie when, I don't know if they saw Sleepy Hollow or just something that was playing at the theaters when it was playing. And right. they got these like popcorn boxes.
Yes.
That, or popcorn bins, like one of those like commemorative ones.
Or not right, like a tub.
But yeah, like, yeah. So they're these plastic orange popcorn bins that said Sleepy Hollow, and they just had like a headless like guy. Like an upside down, no, it wasn't headless. It was like an upside down head that had been like, it was spooky. Like, it was a spooky thing.
That's a lot.
And I was so scared. It like freaked me out. So I thought it was like the scariest movie ever.
Of
and I,
all
like,
time.
Would never watch it. And then I watched it and it was good.
And you're like, well.
Yeah, but I thought they were really scary.
That's funny. I haven't seen that version, actually. I've seen lots of photos. I can, like, conjure the imagery in my mind.
Yeah.
The one I think of is, I think of the Disney one. They do Ichabod
I've
and Mr.
Crane. I've
never seen that one. Ooh, I have it on VHS at home in Hamilton. So maybe it's a spooky day.
We can have a spooky day watch.
We can have a spooky day watch. It's really cute.
Yeah.
But it is kind of, it's totally spooky.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be. The only this is a side note, but I was just thinking about the popcorn tubs I've had in my life. Yeah. I remember specifically having one for The Golden Compass, which was a great book. Terrible movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember any other ones. Unfortunate. These ones were just like in my Halloween box, so they reappeared every year.
Yeah.
And like, you were, like, I don't know. My parents were like, you could use these for trick-or-treating. And I was like, no. What year did that movie come out?
I don't want to. I don't know. Early 2000s for sure.
Oh, it's 1999. I was going to say, like, was I too old for this? No, it's 1999. No. So I was at I was at a good age to be terrified by that. Like, I was, like, six when that movie came out. No, I was five when that movie came out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's an appropriate age to be afraid of the headless
horseman. Yeah, right?
That's
so funny. Of a headless guy on a bin. I was like, no, this is not. I don't.
You're like, why does everyone think this is fine?
Why is this okay? It was released on November 17th. It was released after Christmas. After Halloween.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, I mean, the scary Christmas, Halloween.
Yeah, the scariest of Christmases. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we call it. Scary Christmas.
Yeah, that's what we call it at our house. Is that not what you call it at your house? Scary Christmas.
No, we call Christmas not scary Halloween.
Oh, right. You go the opposite way.
Cheerful Halloween. Scarier
Jolly Halloween.
I have to see family.
It's terrifying. It's so scary. Well, we can dive in to our classic Americana fall-time vibe, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So,
New York State. You're nearby.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to be, like, it's New England vibes, right? Yes. Like, I mean, that's the thing. It's New York.
It's New York.
Yeah. New York. So The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, if you don't know it, is a gothic story by American author Washington Irving, which is an amazing name, contained in his collection of 34 essays and short stories. Okay. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is among the earliest examples of American fiction with enduring popularity, especially during our favorite Halloween.
Spooky.
So the story is set in 1790 in the countryside around the Dutch settlement of Tarrytown, which is now historical Tarrytown, New York. Okay. In a secluded glen known as Sleepy Hollow. So Sleepy Hollow is renowned for its ghosts and the haunting atmosphere that pervades the imaginations of its inhabitants and visitors. So it's like one of those places where everyone kind of leans into the spooky and knows the spooky and believes the spooky. Right? Some residents say this town was bewitched during the early days of the Dutch settlement, while others claim that the mysterious atmosphere was caused by an old indigenous chief, the wizard of his tribe, before the country was discovered by Master Hendrik Hudson. And it's like the Hudson River. You get it? The Hudson? Yeah, but like, so they're like, the Dutch did a spell, or it was the Indians. They did a spell too.
Oh, they might have done a spell. You know, they tend to do spells.
I can say that I'm indigenous, but it's not cool that these white people are saying it.
Yeah.
So residents of the town are seemingly subjected to various supernatural and mysterious occurrences. It's kind of a place where spooky things happen. They have like trance-like visions and see strange sights and music and like disembodied voices. And the inhabitants of Sleepy Hollow are fascinated by, and I quote, the local tales, haunted spots, and twilight superstitions on account of the mysterious occurrences and just the general hauntedness.
Mm-hmm.
And the most infamous specter in Sleepy Hollow and the commander-in-chief of all the powers of the air, is a direct quote, is the Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
As you so beautifully set up for us.
Yeah.
And he's supposedly the restless ghost of a Hessian trooper whose head had been shot off by a stray cannonball during some nameless battle of the revolution.
What's a Hessian trooper?
It's like a German soldier.
Okay.
I think. Am I right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty
sure. It sounds like something that I've heard and I never like really.
Yeah, yeah. The German soldiers. Yeah, yeah. Who served as auxiliaries to the British Army during the Revolutionary War in America. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like Revolutionary War time ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like if it was 1790, then it's not too far from like 1776.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the opposite of American troops, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're fighting alongside the British.
Yeah.
So it's apparently the restless ghost of a Hessian trooper whose head had been shot off by a stray cannonball during some nameless battle of the revolution and who rides forth to the scene of battle in his nightly quest to find his head.
Hmm.
And so this whole legend relates to the tale of Ichabod Crane. You might have heard me say it a second ago. Ichabod Crane, a lean, lanky, and extremely superstitious schoolmaster from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
He's a skinny nerd.
Yeah.
He's a skinny waif of a man.
He's a skinny little nerd. All those TikTok teens would love him.
That's right. If they had TikTok in those days,
he's a real Timothée Chalamet.
He would be big on TikTok.
He was the Timothée Chalamet of his time.
He's the Timothée Chalamet of Sleepy Hollow. Because, surprise, that's where he goes. And Ichabod encounters a cloaked rider at an intersection in a menacing swamp. Unsettled by his fellow traveler's eerie sighs and silence, the teacher's horrified to discover that his companion's head is not on his shoulders, but on his saddle.
He found it.
So, in a frenzied race to the bridge adjacent to the old Dutch burying ground, where the Hessian is said to vanish, according to rule, in a flash of fire and brimstone before crossing the bridge, Ichabod rides for his life, desperately goading his horse, which is named beautifully Gunpowder, which is so weird.
That is a good name.
Right? It's pretty good. I thought it was really cute when I read it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like riding for his life and he's like, Gunpowder, go, Gunpowder. take off like a shot, Gunpowder, I'm sure he says.
Uh-huh.
However, while Ichabod, Crane, and Gunpowder are able to cross the bridge ahead of the ghoul, Ichabod turns back in horror to see the monster rear his horse, which is like that famous like horse up on its hind legs, and hurl his severed head directly at him with a fierce motion. Right? Yuck. The schoolmaster attempts to dodge, but it is too late. The missile strikes his head and sends him tumbling headlong into the dust from his horse. Come morning, Ichabod has mysteriously disappeared from the area.
Uh-oh.
Indeed, the only relics of the schoolmaster's fight are his discarded hat, Gunpowder's trampled saddle, and a mysterious shattered pumpkin.
Pumpkin head.
And so I guess it does have a little bit of a Manhattan connection. I kind of buried the lead a little.
Yeah.
Because in postscript, sometimes it's not always used in some editions, but the narrator states the circumstances in which he heard the story from an old gentleman, and I quote, at a corporation meeting at the ancient city of Manhattoes, who didn't believe one half of it himself. Nice. So they're like, he heard it from a guy in the ancient city of Manhattoes. And then he tells the story. Yeah, it's basically like describing the southernmost tip of Manhattan during the Dutch colonial period, and sometimes refers to the Lenape people who lived there.
So it's,
I think it's, is it the Lenape? I think it's the Lenape. I might be wrong.
I think it is. So yeah. Ichabod Crane, is it from like, it's from a short story?
Yeah, it's like from a collection of essays, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the Lenape. Well, that's where the word Manhattan comes from. And Manhattan is the Lenape word. Because it had many hills. Yeah, so Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman and this whole thing maybe might have been loosely based on the discovery of a headless corpse found in Sleepy Hollow, actually, after a violent skirmish and later buried by the Van Tassel family in an unmarked grave in the old Dutch burying ground.
Okay.
And because the denouement of the fictional tale is set at the bridge over the river in the area of the old Dutch church and the burying ground in Sleepy Hollow. So, like, it, like, could be based in that. Another hypothesis is, like, the figure of the headless rider, Irving, could have brought it from German literature. There is a chronicle, a book written by J.G. Kreis in the first half of the 19th century. And it, basically they're like, he could have taken it from that and then and changed it.
I think, like, even in stories that we've done, there have been, like, ghostly horsemen. And I think even sometimes there have been, like, headless ones in, like, multiple tales. I feel like that's not, like, an uncommon
thing. It's not really, like, terribly unique.
Yeah.
No. But, the story is so Americana. It's,
Got it all. So it is... It is sort of like taking something from sort of European folklore and bringing it, and not even necessarily European, like, I'm sure they have sort of a similar, like, rider on a ghost horse elsewhere.
Right.
But just kind of taking their folklore and bringing it over to America, to the new world.
To the new world. And while, like, the legend of Sleepy Hollow, like, that, while this might be the most famous legend, it isn't the ghostliest legend of Sleepy Hollow. Because today I want to talk not only about Sleepy Hollow. I had to set it up to talk about Sleepy Hollow so that I can talk about the other legend of Sleepy Hollow.
All right. There's more than one. So, I did not know that.
Right. As I mentioned, in Sleepy Hollow, there's the old Dutch church. So it's, like, pretty central to that, the Ichabod Crane whole shtick. And the real church itself is beautiful. You can easily imagine, like, all of its, like, it's, like, kind of spooky looking and old. You can imagine, like, all the cool stories it has to tell, like, if these walls could talk kind of thing. And the church was built in 1687, making it one of the country's oldest houses of worship in continuous use. And there's two cemeteries nearby. The first is the old Dutch burying ground, which is associated with the church. And the second is Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, which, even though it's next door, it's not. And according to their website, Sleepy Hollow Cemetery is often confused with the contiguous old Dutch church. And I'm making the distinction because I'm specifically interested in talking about the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery.
Okay, so not the one that's attached to the church.
No, not to be confused with the old Dutch burying ground or the church. Sleepy Hollow Cemetery.
Okay.
So in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery are buried many significant folks. They include people like steel titan Andrew Carnegie and industrialist William Rockefeller. And a few steps away from the church lies the grave of the author himself of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, Washington Irving. And Irving wrote a number of wonderful spectral tales in addition to the ones everybody knows, as well as history, biography, satire. Plus, he pretty much single-handedly, like, like gave a big shine on Christmas. Like he was the guy who was like Christmas yeah. America. Yes. And he was also a marketing
guy.
He's a Christmas guy too. He's just the holiday guy. He's like, give me a holiday. I'm ready for it. And he was also a marketing genius, Cecilia.
Okay.
Because prior to publishing his History of New York, which is also, you know, I guess another New York connection, he released under the pseudonym Dietrich Knickerbocker, Irving plastered New York City with posters declaiming the historian Knickerbocker missing and asking all the citizens to come forward with any news of him. Should they find him? They're like, we are looking for him, this historian, please. And he even took out ad space in various newspapers. And naturally, the city was astir with curiosity. And when Knickerbocker's book finally came out a few weeks later, New Yorkers beat down the doors to get their hands on a copy. A bestseller was born, and Washington Irving accidentally invented viral marketing 2 centuries before
Smart.
The Twitterverse.
Smart.
Right? He was like, I gotta do it. Yeah, he was the original, like, Kardashian. Like, he was the master before they were but a twinkle in their generational parents' eyes.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, let's jump in to the other ghost of Sleepy Hollow. The year is 1916. A little girl, age six or seven, wanders into Sleepy Hollow Cemetery at night on a Halloween dare. She creeps among the tombstones and the mausoleums until she's stopped because she hears an unsettling sound. She hears a woman crying softly but bitterly.
Okay.
Frightened but determined, the girl makes her way towards the sound like an absolute freak. and I added that
she's
last part
brave.
Myself because she, like me, she's brave.
Like you, Carly, she's so brave.
See, her braveness is she goes towards crying in a cemetery.
Yes.
My braveness is I eat like 99 cent pizza at 10 p.m.
She's like seven. It's like, wait, what year is this? It's like
1916.
She hasn't seen any horror movies. They don't exist
yet. No, they don't exist yet. She doesn't even know to be scared.
She doesn't
She just thinks it's fine. She just knows the things that her mama taught her. Her mama said, you hear crying, you go help. And
you
so
go help. Yeah. So
she's going to help.
Brave.
Yeah. Yeah. She's brave. She's really just doing
she's
it
very
for
brave.
All of us.
Yeah.
Frightened and determined, the girl makes her way towards the sound and arrives at the statue of a seated woman, which is like 2 times bigger than life size.
Mm-hmm.
She's like this big ass lady.
Mm-hmm.
The weeping has stopped, but the girl climbs into the statue's lap, reaches up and touches the face, and there's tears under the eyes of the statue.
Crying statue.
Crying statue.
Crying
so
statue.
I got it. This little girl was the grandmother of Emily Storms Arminio, a 10th generation native of Sleepy Hollow, who recalls hearing the tale often. So it was like something that they would talk about in the family.
Yeah.
Over the years, succeeding generations of Sleepy Hollow residents, the people who Washington Irving describes, like I said, people who are into trances and visions, and they kind of, you know, have that sensibility. Have created a ghostly mythology about this statue.
Damn.
So some claim to have heard the weeping. Others claim to have felt the tears of the sculpture. And the sculpture gazes sadly at the tomb of Civil War General Samuel M. Thomas, who had made millions in coal and the railroad after the war. When he died in 1903, his widow, Anne, had laid him to rest in a mausoleum at the top of Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. And Anne didn't think a mausoleum was enough to mark the memory of her millionaire husband, because they're rich. So she's like, he's rich in life. He's rich in death. We must commemorate.
She's like, I have money to burn. Let's do this.
That's right. So she wanted something more. And so she wanted a sculpture to adorn his grave. And she reached out to Andrew O'Connor Jr., a top sculptor of the day. And so O'Connor made this creation that was larger than life. It was this huge, a bronze woman seated across from the general's crypt. The bronze lady was huge. Her hand cupped her left knee, her bare right foot poked from beneath her gown, her lips are pursed, her eyes are downcast. She looks sad, mournful.
Oh yeah, waiting. I'm looking at pictures. Is she still there?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. So she's like, she's got a vibe.
Mm-hmm. She does look, she looks sad.
Right?
She looks sad.
She looks so sad.
She's very shiny.
Yes. Well, she's bronze, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's bronze, she's bummed out, and she's a big-ass lady.
Yeah. Big-ass lady.
The Widow Thomas wasn't happy with the finished product. She said that to the sculptor that it was too depressing, and she was hoping for something like a little happier, like kind of like more like a celebration instead of like Bummertown. Mm-hmm. And the sculptor got to work and made a happier head. So he was like, sure, whatever. And when he showed it to his client, she too was happy. She was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was hoping for. Thank you, thank you. That's exactly what I need. And then the artist took the head and threw it on the floor, smashing it. And he told the widow he would never add it to his sculpture.
What?
Because he is petty and full of drama.
What a fucking drama queen. He's like, yeah, I'll make it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you like this? You like this? You like this? No, you don't.
Fuck you.
That's right. You paid me. I'm the artist. You can fuck right off.
Does bronze smash when you throw it on the ground? Or did he make it out of something else? Like, what?
I don't know.
Did he make it out of, like, something smashable so he could smash it?
Yeah, it's, like, one of those, like, breakaway vases that they use in, like, TV and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, he, like, made it out of...
Yeah, he made it out of something
like, plaster and then painted it metal and was like, do you like it?
He made a paper mache head and was like, here.
Yes. He's like, you like it? Do you like this lady? And she's like, I do. He's like, no, you don't.
And I'm like, too fucking bad.
He's like, I don't give a shit about what you like.
You can't have it. Wow, what a drama queen.
What a drama queen. Hilarious. Okay. And so, you know, they've built it all up, the residents of Sleepy Hollow, and they call her the Bronze Lady. Mm-hmm. And so we might as well just call her the other legend of Sleepy Hollow. So Anthony J. Marmot, who's a village native, recalled his experiences with the statue in the early 1970s. And he said, she was someone you learned about from the older kids. Mm-hmm. Someone who knew the way would take you there. Mm-hmm. At one time, you could hardly find it. It was hidden by tall rhododendrons. And Mr. Marmot recalled there's lots of Bronze Lady superstitions. And like, if you knocked on the door of the general's tomb and looked through the keyhole, you would have a bad dream that night.
Oh my God.
I mean, kids are going to have a bad dream after that, duh.
You probably are. If you convince yourself you're going to have a bad dream, you're going to have a bad dream.
You're going to have a bad dream. Yeah. And there's another one that if you slapped her in the face and sat in her lap and spit in her eye, she'd haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, good. She should. That's rude. Don't do it.
Yeah. And apparently there's always like at least one kid that would do it, like one dumb, brave kid.
And then that kid would be haunted for the rest of their life.
And kid would be haunted for the rest of their life. You wouldn't catch me or Cecilia doing it.
No, absolutely not.
You might catch Paula Pod Patrick doing it, but it's something Patrick would do.
Yeah, honestly,
sure.
Patrick would do that. And then Patrick would be haunted for the rest of his life.
Spit in her eye. And Patrick would be like, I'm haunted now. And we'd be like,
well,
told
I guess
you.
I'm haunted.
And he also said this in a quote, when we got older, we'd be the ones bringing the new kids up. It's like a generational thing, which
that's
is so
fun.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah. And one of us would hide behind the statue and come out screaming if a kid had the nerve to sit in their lap, terrorize them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, Krister, they're building this fun lore.
Yeah,
and fun. Sarah Masha, curator of the Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow Historical Society, said, I've heard about her crying. People have told me that she weeps because of some tragedy in her life. Of course, you can't find scientific explanation for the tears. Mm-hmm. The sculpture interacting with the environment and all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course you can find scientific explanations for the tears.
The sculpture interacting with the environment and all that.
Yeah, because it's a metal statue. Yeah. And, like, you know,
yeah, maybe it's
going to
be wet.
Yeah. Rain happens. It's outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she says, what I used to hear when I was a kid was that if you're nice to the statue, she'll take care of you. So there's, lots of different variations.
Too.
Oh, sweet, right?
Yeah.
And her memories included trips to the site at night with her friends who lived across the road from the cemetery. And they'd go there armed with flashlights and candles. And she said, we never really stayed too long on Halloween. Just
too
so
spooky.
Too spooky.
Too spooky.
And apparently, if you were really brave, you'd sit on her lap and then you'd be taken care of for life. So, like, you sat in her lap and were nice, then she'd take care of you.
Give her a little kiss.
And she said that her and her friend never got the nerve to do that, but they did touch the lady on a few occasions. And other ones go, like, if you hop up in the bronze lady's lap and jump down, spin around three times and look at her, then you're cursed. Or you're not cursed. Like, there's just lots of
variations. Which one is it?
It's either one.
Which one? 50-50 chance of curse. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah.
Today's forecast is a 50-50 chance of curse. Another story is if you hop up in the bronze lady's lap and then go peek in the keyhole, then you might see a ghost. Like, it's all these kind of similar things, but just different versions.
Yeah.
And if you touch her face, you get a curse. Or if you insulted her, you have bad luck. It's just, like, so, so many, it's like
maybe just don't do anything just in case you don't might get cursed. Statue, just stay away. Or, like, there's a good chance you get cursed.
There's a half a chance you get cursed. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So the sculpture, where is the sculpture? It sits between two stately pines in the north central section of the graveyard, and the burial, the burial place of, like I said, Washington Irving, Andrew Carnegie, Thomas J. Watson, Elizabeth Arden, the Rockefellers. And a shroud covers her wavy bronze locks, and a Greco-Roman tunic covers the rest of her big-ass Amazon body. Not Jeff Bezos' body, just like, mythical Amazonian. Like,
remember what
lady.
Amazon used to mean.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And her forearms are muscled and her hands are large. She's just, like, strong. Mm-hmm. But she has this, like, forlorn sadness and has slumped shoulders and slumped eyes and mouth. And she's just bummed
she's
out.
She's sad.
She's so sad.
And the sculptor said, "You want her to be happier? Absolutely fucking not."
Apparently the model for the sculpture, Jessie Phoebe Brown, posed frequently for O'Connor's works, which is cool. And the story goes that O'Connor was pleased with the sculpture, and he made it in Paris. So, like, he's this Parisian artiste. Like, he's a big deal.
He's fancy.
And she was happy. She wasn't happy that she was sad. She wanted her to be happier. Mm-hmm. And he smashed on the floor. And apparently he said, "I just made this to show you that I could do it, but I should never let such a monstrosity out of my studio."
Okay.
Is what he said in regards to smashing the happy head.
What a what a drama queen. What a diva. So this is not how I wanted this.
I know.
I don't want it.
Are you ready for more firsthand accounts, though, of growing up around the statue? And so Jenny Galgano, a daughter of former Sleepy Hollow mayor, remembers her encounters with the legendary bronze lady in the 1960s. And she said, when we were kids, the deal was that you were brave if you went up to the bronze lady and sat in her lap and slapped her across the face and kicked her in the shins.
Oh, my God.
Then you had to go across to the door of the mausoleum and knock on it three times. And if you did all that, she would come and haunt you. We did it a couple of times, but she never came to haunt us.
Wow.
Goodness.
Good thing. Good thing they didn't get haunted.
Right? Okay, so you remember the 1916 little girl, the bravest little girl of all.
The bravest little toaster.
The bravest little toaster of them all. Apparently, her granddaughter, because she got old and then became a lady and then it was a grandmother.
Okay.
Her granddaughter said that her grandmother warned her to be careful when approaching the statue. And she said, "If you went up to the bronze lady and touched her face and said a prayer, within 48 hours, something would happen." She said, "It would either be very good or very bad."
Oh, no.
It's the 50-50 thing again. And so the granddaughter scoffed at the tale, but 2 days after she touched the bronze lady's face, a storm came and brought down a tree that crushed her Camaro. So
no,
the bronze lady said, "Not my face
the
today.
Fuck your car."
Right. So I got a lot of my information today from NewYorkTimes.com, ILoveNY.com, BurrowsOfTheDead.com, Wikipedia, and USAToday.com. And that is not only the legend of Sleepy Hollow, but the other legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh my god, I had no idea. I should have assumed. It's the sleepiest hollow.
It's sleepy there. Everyone's taking a nap.
It's so sleepy. It's such a spooky place. I gotta assume.
Right?
You gotta assume that somewhere has, like, one big ghost, that they probably have more big ghosts.
Right? And it's kind of cool that their other big ghost is literally huge. Like, she's a big lady. She's just really big.
Yeah, she's a big-ass lady.
Also just, like, a spooky statue, which, like, mm-hmm. who doesn't love a spooky statue?
Yeah.
It's very, like, so cheesy, but it's very, like, Doctor mm-hmm. Who. It's very, like, the Weeping Angels. It's very, like, you know. Spooky mm-hmm. lady. We love, again, a color and a lady. Ooh, bronze lady.
Yeah, we do. We do. We love it.
Mm-hmm. We're big, big old fans of that. Of that shite. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Yeah.
Hugely. Mm-hmm. Well, Celia. Hugely,
oh my god. Yeah.
Do you think it's time that we let our friends know our special secret that we've
Should
been hiding?
Should we tell them the thing?
There's a reason why we've been a little MIA recently, and it's not just my recent move to New York for a temporary time. It's also because we have something very exciting in the works that we can mm-hmm. tell you about right now, finally.
Mm-hmm.
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 And it is that this spooky season, we have decided to do our very own first Ghost Remember Our Live Show, baby!
We're doing a live show. We're doing it.
Yeah! We're doing
we're
a live
making
show.
It happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Want it, you like it, we want it and like it too. So
mm-hmm.
it's time. It's been years now, and we thought, hey, we need to do that. So yeah. We're doing it, baby.
Might as well. Try it out.
Yeah.
So we're doing it in Hamilton.
That's right.
Where everything started, where Kylie
where everything started, lives. Baby.
Where yep. everything started, literally, where both of us were were born. Also where the podcast started.
Literally, yeah.
Where we met. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it at the Staircase Theater.
Yes!
In Hamilton. It's a cool little local theater.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Did you say the date?
I didn't say the date. You let them know, Celia. You be the one to reveal the date.
We're doing that. It's going to be November 3rd. So
yes.
That's the Thursday after Halloween.
Yes.
So it's a little extension of spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it at, I think it's 7:30.
7:30, baby. Doors at 7. Yeah. Show's at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to be telling some spooky stories. You'll see it. You'll see it when you get there.
You'll see it when you get there. We're going to have a giggle. Mm-hmm. Tickets go on sale next week.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we'll post about it on our Instagram.
That's right. It'll be linked in our bio.
Yeah, it'll be linked in mm-hmm. the bio. It'll be linked on maybe not this week's episode, but next week's episode.
Yeah.
Definitely we'll link it on that.
In our description in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. we are so excited to be finally bringing this to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. It's so mm-hmm. cool. It feels mm-hmm. like what?
Yeah, it's so it feels
awesome.
Wild.
It's so cool.
So we will be there. We'll have some spooky stories, of course. Mm-hmm. We'll have some merch as well
Ooh.
For y'all to buy live and in person. Carly's gonna make some weird shit. Maybe she'll bring some knickknacks. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know yet. We haven't decided. We haven't planned that far ahead. All we know is we're doing a live show.
All we know is that we're gonna be there and we're gonna sell tickets.
That's right. And you're gonna be there and it's gonna be great.
Maybe we'll play the Monster Mash and have a little dance party.
It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
We can do what we want.
That's right.
And you just have to, you don't have to stay. You can leave.
You could, yeah. But also we'd prefer if you stayed. Come on.
We would love if you stayed and if you hung out with us because it'd be cute and nice.
You be our friends. Thanks.
Anyway, Carly, I avoided asking you this question while you were talking about New York because I wanted to save it for now.
Ooh, but okay.
Have you seen any ghosts on your travels?
Ooh, have I seen any ghosts on my travels? I actually have not. Though living by myself, I keep thinking I have a... in my kitchen. There's a glass table, like tabletop. And if you sit at like a perfect angle, sometimes like the light moves across it, so I keep thinking there's like a cat or something creepy. If I like turn my head a certain way, I'm like, huh! And I'm like, oh no, there's nothing there. No, the scariest thing that I've seen is nothing, which is good, for sure.
So you're not staying in like a super haunted apartment?
Not that I can tell. I mean, there's lots of noise, so like maybe, maybe I'm just like attributing street noise when I should be like, oh, it's ghost noise. But I haven't experienced anything specific yet. I do live in a very old building and very old part of this city, and oddly settled.
Oddly settled, if you will.
In downtown Manhattan. But no, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be amazing if there was a ghost, too, but it's amazing in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Cecilia, I know you've been at home, but have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, not lately. Man. Well, there's been, you know, there's noise, but, like, I don't know, I have upstairs neighbors, I have cats.
Right. Yeah, same kind of thing. You just, like, it's, it could be ghost noise, but it's probably not.
It's probably just neighbors. Yeah.
It's probably just the chicken in your backyard. Who knows?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a rooster, right? Or is it chicken? I didn't mean to.
I think they might have, I haven't seen it in a while. They might have gotten rid of it. I haven't talked to them about it.
Wow, they might have had delicious dinner.
Yeah, someone might have eaten it. I don't know. I just don't know.
It's a mystery. Do you think you should eat... I don't think you should eat city rooster, though.
Why not?
I guess maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What makes it different than country rooster?
Well, it's so many things. It's probably a bully. It probably stands on the street corner and sells drugs to kids. Like it.
Country roosters are bullies. Have you met them?
Yeah, that's true.
All roosters are bullies.
Shit, that's true.
They do.
So then maybe we should.
They had to get rid of it because it was starting to be aggressive.
That's right.
It never attacked me, but it was always like around me, like pecking at me. I was like,
it was ready.
I don't like it. You're big and scary now. You're not cute anymore.
I hate you.
I don't like you. So that's my rooster update and our ghost update and our live show update. And that's us talking about ghosts.
Those are our updates. You love it. We love you. Hooray.
We did it. Hooray. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for so much for always, I don't know.
For always. Around. For always. That's it. Thanks so much for always.
All right, so we'll see you next week, probably.
That's right. We'll see you next week. Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
We'll do
we
it.
We will.
You'll love we'll it. Do it. We'll It'll be here. Great.
You will cheer. And
correct.
And we'll be
cheer here. Cheer loudly and we'll be here. And get your tickets to the live show, baby!
Do it! Do it!
Do it!
Mark
do
your
it,
calendars.
Do it, do it. Yeah, you love it.
November
3rd. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye!
Love you, bye!
Oh, I love you. Bye. That's so nice.
Metronome.
So much metronome.
No. Why would I ever want you, metronome?
Metronome.
Metronome. Absolutely fucking not.